Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Bureau of Meteorology says that temperatures are expected to be well over the expected average this week, 8 degrees above the expected level. Regional towns such as Birdsville, north of the South Australian border in Queensland, recorded an overnight temperature of 29 degrees, 11 degrees above the expected average. Some heat waves include Longreach, which is expected to reach 41 degrees, and the 39 degrees in Cunnamulla, 10 degrees over the average. A Queensland high school student loses a case against... A Queensland high school student loses a case against their Brisbane private school, alleging their uniform policy was discriminatory against females. The Queensland Tribunal ruled in favour of the school by affirming that the school did not discriminate against the student for requiring her to wear skirts to formal school occasions. The student argued she suffered greater financial burden than a male student by having to buy multiple sets of uniforms, needing to take greater care to maintain modesty, being colder than male students during formal events in the winter, and being less able to take part in physical activity on school outings compared to male students. The school described the allegations as offensive and baseless. In national news, millions of dollars are at stake as a never-before-seen virus has infected tomato crops in Australia. The brown rugose virus has placed three tomato growers in quarantine in South Australia. Major fruit and vegetable grower company Perfection Fresh is heavily impacted by the virus, and CEO Michael Simonetta says that they, quote, have let go of 250 crops, but there's more to come as they rip out more plants. Currently, Tasmania and New South Wales have put restrictions on the importation of tomatoes from the affected South Australian properties, and Queensland and Western Australia have banned all tomatoes from South Australia. Customers of St. George and Westpac banks are reporting difficulty in accessing their accounts for the third day in a row. In 24 hours, over 2,000 reports were logged across multiple online services, with customers having issues accessing online banking apps and others unable to even access bank websites at all. Westpac issues a statement on X, formerly Twitter, that it was investigating the cause and would be working on it, but they have yet to be any developments. In national news, relations between India and Canada have continued to sour this week as the countries expel more diplomats from each other's countries over an assassination attempt on Canadian soil in 2023. Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Ninjar was assassinated in Canada after being labelled as a terrorist in India for his pro-Kali stand position in advocation for separate Sikh homeland. The countries ousted six high-ranking diplomats from each other's embassies yesterday. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy with the rain expected later on. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the high band. That's all for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.